A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 72. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and today we are continuing our discussion of October, spelt with a K. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. So yeah, we're talking about October with the K, a 1998 ITV miniseries in three parts, about 50 minutes per episode. And an interesting mix of a European action thriller, almost like a chase movie, but with some very weird science along the way and a strange drug with peculiar paranormal effects. So quite a lot mixed in here, produces an interesting little show.
Yes, this is definitely a mixing of genres type of show. So we have the main character, Jim Harper, this young English teacher who has, through a complicated sequence of events, been injected with this new drug called Mentazone, which is referred to as a Prozac for the soul. And it has some very strange effects indeed. And he has escaped from this drug company, who is clearly villainous, and the drug company is hunting him down as they want him back, as he is the most promising test subject for this strange new drug, Mentazone, which is sometimes putting people into comas and having these very adverse effects, but it hasn't had that effect on Harper.
Yeah, he's their most promising candidate as a result, because he's the one who's not in a coma and seems to actually be up and around and functioning with this new wonder drug that they're hoping to market. But while the drug company are trying to track him down, Harper is on the run and he gets back to England from Europe, and he has a doctor who's helping him out, and he gets to go and stay in a house that belongs to this doctor that seems to be a sort of, it's a house that he's renovating. So it's in need of some repair, and it's in an English seaside town. So it's quiet and out of the way and off the radar, and away from the nasties who are chasing him. And while he's there, Jim, our hero, will try and figure out what's going on and what's happening to him. And it's really here that we start to get some of these strange dream sequences we were talking about in the last episode, Brian, with some very peculiar effects of this drug upon Jim Harper.
Yes, there seem to be some very strange things and strange abilities and things that seem to come with this drug Mentazone. And it certainly gets into some of these paranormal types of issues that we will talk a little bit more about later.
So he has these strange dream sequences where he seems to be in the room with the Russian pilots, who were the first people to be given the drug. We get this odd image of a carousel or a roundabout, which crops up in some of the dream sequences. And as you say, we get some odd abilities. We get the suggestion that people nearby Jim Harper will be affected by his emotions and sensations as well. And as you've said, Brian, there's this suggestion of telepathy with the Russian pilots. But it even goes further. We get hints that Jim may actually be able to communicate with the dead. So there's all sorts of little elements in there. And it's all this stuff that's happening to him while he's hiding out in this English coastal town.
Yes, there are hints that this place he goes in this dream may be somehow some other realm. Maybe it has something to do with death and life. It isn't clear for certainly most of the story. And there are some very strange things there, and definitely sort of paranormal in flavor, and some interesting stuff there. And as these things are happening, Jim Harper also befriends some local people who are living in the same area, and diverts him from some of his worries, and gives him a bit of a normal life and a bit of partying, and something that is lets him get away from things for a while. Meanwhile, of course, not all is well. The drug company, Riesinger Janoux, has their security forces closing in on him using some high technology and some potentially science fiction elements there as well in order to continue their tests and observations and to get results about this drug and to convince their investors, but to pursue this science that involves Harper at any cost. And we start hearing October, which is, of course, October with a K. And it is a project that Riesinger Janoux is involved in, but is it the drug testing project, the drug itself, or is it more this big security operation? It isn't entirely clear.
Yeah, we have hints of that going through, don't we? What is the secret project for this drug company that's called October that gives the series its title? And as Harper learns more about the October project and about the drug and what it's doing to him, again, without giving away too much in the way of spoilers, I think it's fair to say that he eventually will decide, in a way, to almost reverse what's been happening, and he will not go on the run. He will actually take the fight back to this drug company and try and bring what they're doing to public attention, and that will take him back from the seaside of an English, quiet English town, back to Europe. As the series progresses.
Yes, and that was in quite a classic thriller tradition there.
Yeah.
Now, we should talk about the themes of October, because this has a lot of themes. It really does. And one of the ones that comes up pretty early is the mixture of science and the paranormal. So we have some very sort of hard science fiction and almost hard science type things with these drugs being tested and the scientists working on these various things and animal testing and human testing. And then you get these very much paranormal ideas of pinching one person on the hand makes all of the comatose mentazone patients react to that physically. And, you know, these ideas of all of these people with mentazone are somehow mentally in one place, and these sort of other levels of existence or realms, and these sorts of ideas very much mixed in with the science and the thriller aspects, which is quite interesting. And it's what gives this show its character and makes it unique in some ways more than anything else. We also have the themes of big business controlling and manipulating science for profit. In particular, the drug industry, of course, doing whatever they can to make things come out for profit for them. And that's not an original idea for sure, but it's definitely something that's used in here, and I think it's used fairly well.
It is, yes. It's a big part of October, as this, you know, this relentless big business pursue this ordinary man who happens to be their best test subject to date, which of course brings us to one of the other themes, which is the experimentation on humans, which was covered in this show and takes us into some slightly edgy and unpleasant stuff, particularly, as you say, Brian, because the business people just seem interested in the results and not particularly interested in what they're doing to Jim Harper along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess also, this being the 90s, and there was the theme at the time, which we were all becoming much more aware of psychoactive drugs, and, you know, brand names like Prozac were becoming much more well known. So Gallagher is touching on psychoactive drugs with this fictional creation of his mentazone, but taking it into an even a whole new realm beyond just effects on mood, and actually suggesting it may have effects on the subconscious and may even grant people paranormal abilities. So lots of interesting stuff about drugs and experimentation, and, as you say, the effects that big business has once this stuff comes to their attention.
Yes, it almost brings in the idea that the next step after breaking down these sort of mood things and barriers in the mind is breaking down barriers in reality somehow, which there were some interesting things in there with that. And of course, we also have Jim Harper teaching his students about Marlowe's Dr. Faustus. So there is definitely this idea of making the deal with the devil for power and knowledge. And you see that in several aspects here with the quest for drugs and mentazone, and the company Riesinger Genu going very far and too far in order to do things as a sort of deal with the devil. And some of the things that happens with Jim Harper when he is under the effects of mentazone also have some of that flavor.
Yeah, it does cut out. I mean, it's very obvious because he's, as you say, it's right in the first few scenes that he's teaching this book to his students, and Gallagher making a very obvious point about it.
Yes. And then the theme that you get that maybe we won't talk about quite as much just because of spoilers is the nature of life and death, the nature of death especially, and the nature of dreams and what dreams actually are and how they relate and what this strange place that these people who have taken mentazone can go to, what that place is and how it relates to dreams and death and life and these different kinds of things. And at that point you get into some quite far out science fiction and some fairly complex paranormal ideas, and you get some pretty powerful story moments that are based on that. There's some interesting stuff there for sure.
Have you ever heard of an American scientist called Frank Olson?
No.
His doctor thought he had a persecution complex because he thought that the CIA were doing secret experiments on him. But the next thing you know, he's taken a dive out of a 10th-story window. And guess what they found out later?
The CIA had been doing secret experiments on him.
They used to spike his drinks with LSD. Just to see what would happen. I've got what he had.
There's lots of interesting stuff, really. I mean, it sort of takes us into our next section, which is our sort of reactions to the good and the bad elements of this series. Because we could kick it off by saying that Stephen Gallagher is certainly full of ideas, and there's loads of ideas on display in this miniseries, Brian. We've touched on them already, and it all works very well. You know, this idea that there might be a drug that could grant paranormal abilities, interesting stuff, and quite well handled in these sort of strange sequences that we've talked about.
Yes, there were some quite powerful ideas in here, and some of these ideas of breaking down these barriers in the mind, as mentazone seems to do, that take you to not just a different mood or a different state of mind, but take you to things that can affect other people and affect the world around you. And some very strange things in there that are quite powerful. And I think in many ways were the strength of this, especially as the story progresses. There is some very interesting and fairly innovative and out there stuff in terms of the ideas.
Yep, it was very good. What else stood out for you, Brian, as good parts of the show?
Well, the ideas and these dream sequences were certainly very good. You also had the aspect that was almost separate from that of the sort of thriller running through Europe that did have a very Bourne Identity type of feel to it, that was not as high budget as something like Bourne, but it was shot quite well, and that was quite entertaining and fun to see as well.
It does work well, doesn't it? And it does. It's interesting, that Bourne Identity comparison, because it has a Euro thriller feel to it, and it gives us this interesting mix of the outdoor location work and these chase sequences, and then these very strange and quite creepy dream sequences filmed in darkness with this blue light in, and these Russian pilots sort of looming out of the darkness to confront Jim Harper and reveal some of the elements of the plot to him. So quite a comparison. And those two particular moments, I think, are very well done.
What did you think of the performances in this?
I like Stephen Tompkinson in the lead. He's very good in the Everyman character. And I think that's what he was particularly well known for at the time. I mean, when this came out, he was very successful on British TV for playing the role of a priest in a long-running sort of comedy drama series called Ballykiss Angel. So he was extremely popular at the time. And he does fill out the role of Jim Harper very nicely. He was excellent. I don't know who else stood out for you, Brian. Anybody else?
Well, he was definitely very strong in it. I think James McCarthy as Dr. Viveros had some pretty good moments there, especially later in the story. So I rather enjoyed what he did with it. And what Stephen Jen as the Russian pilot in the dream sequences, I thought he had minimal amounts to do, but I thought it was that worked pretty well also. A lot of the performances were sort of average. I don't think there were any terribly weak performances.
I think you're right to pick out Stephen Jen as the pilot, because I'd forgotten in a way, but he's fantastic. He's very creepy and really does a great job with that small role. I have to say, I thought the chap who was playing the villain, the main sort of bodyguard henchman, I didn't think he was terribly impressive, not a particularly powerful villain. And I almost wanted to see Stephen Jen perhaps play that role, because I thought he could have brought a great deal more menace to the part than the actor who played Danielle did.
Yes. It's hard to say, because the fighter pilot, Jen's character, was sort of a one-note character. He only really had one or two types of things to do, and he did that well. But it's a little bit hard to latch onto, because there isn't very much for him to do in terms of variety.
Right.
So what did you think was weaker in this serial, October?
Well, there's one element of this show which really stands out for me, and you probably guess what it would be, Brian, from what I do for my day job. But some of the medicine in this show is shocking. Some of the actions and the equipment and the techniques used by the doctors in the series are absolutely laughable. And of course, I would say this, but, you know, I was pointing out various bits and pieces and saying, well, that's terrible.
You have to remind us what your occupation is.
Well, I'm a doctor myself. So when I was seeing them using things like a neonatal stethoscope or an obstetric stethoscope to examine Jim Harper, it was just making me laugh. I think some of the stuff that the drug company are doing, and whether they would really stake their entire business on a single test subject, is perhaps stretching our credibility a little bit. Obviously, it's needed for the plot to have this chap pursued across Europe, but it does seem a bit strange.
Do you think the actions and the tools of the doctors was worse than other medical dramas and things that would have been around at that time?
Yes, I think so, I'm afraid.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, I mean, it's the same. Everybody picks up errors from their own profession when they see them on television. But yeah, there were a few more in this show, I thought. But not to worry. I mean, it's all good fun as it goes along. What about yourself? Were there any areas of this show that caused you problems?
Well, there were some, and we sort of mentioned that some of the performances were sort of so-so. What made it a little weaker for me was the mix of ideas and the mix of genres here, and in that you had this sort of thriller chase drama with the bad guys chasing Harper across Europe and into England, and him coming back and trying to get back of them, this whole thriller drama, which was pretty well done and quite a neat little thing there. And then you had sort of these medical drama, medical sci-fi type things that fit in as well. And they were pretty good, and they sort of fit in with the thriller stuff. And then you had the more paranormal things with the dream sequences and some of the ideas and a number of different types of scenes with the sort of paranormal sci-fi and the ideas of what Mentazone actually does. And that, I thought, clashed a little bit with the thriller aspects, in that the paranormal aspects were good, but the thriller aspects were played in a very sort of, I won't say realistic, but it was sort of played for realism. And jumping from the things that were played for realism to some of these dream sequences and some of the other scenes was a little bit jarring. I think they stretched the different genres a little too far apart. If they had sort of brought things a little closer together, it would have been a little better. I felt that was a little weak, but it was still, all in all, a show that I found well worth watching.
Okay. They did cram quite a bit in there, didn't they, with their various different themes and mixtures of stuff. There's also the question of the pacing, but we'll perhaps talk about that in just a moment when we discuss the different region versions that are available.
Yes, there is a very big gotcha, and we will get to that shortly.
So, if we have piqued your interest to this perhaps lesser-known British science fiction show, October, how can you watch it? Well, there was a Region 2 DVD release, came out in 2004, includes three 50-minute episodes, includes a Stephen Gallagher interview and some other script and photo extras, as well as a rather academic commentary from a writer about the subject of cult television and October as an example of cult television. Now, that DVD release is currently out of print, but it is extremely cheap to buy copies on Amazon and other DVD sites. And in fact, with the exception of some shows that we've discussed, such as 1984, which are available currently for free, this has got to be, in Region 2, currently one of the cheapest DVD releases to get hold of at the moment. And it's also available to rent. It's on the Love Film rental site, so it's quite easy to get to see this one in Region 2.
In Region 1, it is available for about $7 US, a little less, $4 Canadian, on Amazon, and is also available on Netflix. And that is a Region 1 release that is fairly stripped down in terms of extra features, only has a few text-type features on there. But there is the gotcha we mentioned a minute ago, which is that the cut of October on the Region 1 DVD is 96 minutes long.
Whereas on Region 2, I've been watching 150 minutes of October, the three 50-minute episodes, which does mention on the DVD box that it includes footage previously not shown on television. And so we've realized that, in effect, we've been watching almost different versions, certainly different running time versions, Brian.
Yes, and we only just realized this today as we started recording. What may have happened here is that there was a British version that was done as these three 45, 50-minute episodes, which were just slightly extended for the Region 2 DVD, and I think there may have been an American broadcast where they took the three episodes and edited it down into one 96-minute movie. And that, I'm guessing, is what was done and is what is on this Region 1 DVD. And in fact, this is in one long episode that's 96 minutes long.
So different versions in different regions. And I guess it's unlikely, Brian, but if anybody can tell us what are the main differences between the two releases and what has gone, or what, you know, which elements of the story that I've been watching that you haven't seen, then we'd be very grateful if they'd let us know.
Yes, if you find a source of information about the different versions of October, or if in fact you've seen both versions of October, please let us know. It would be great to hear about that and to find out what the situation is. But at any rate, I know you had mentioned that maybe the pacing was a little bit slow at points in this, and that wasn't really the case in the version I had, but I guess I was probably missing some things that were worth seeing as well.
That's right. We were going to talk about a pacing issue, which I had, that some parts really dragged quite slowly, I thought, in the three episodes. And now we probably know why. You've been watching the much pacier 90 minutes, and I've been watching 150 minutes.
Yeah, no wonder I didn't see that pacing issue.
Yep. Okay, Stephen Gallagher's original novel of October is also out of print, but again, is very easy to get hold of on the secondhand book sites if you want to track down the original book. And again, if anybody's read the book, Please contact us on Facebook and let us know about the differences, because we know from the commentary and the notes that there are some differences in the layout of events in the book to the actual TV show that we've been watching. So finally, Brian, having put all that together, we have to give our recommendations of whether we think people should watch this show. How do you want to kick us off?
Well, I think this is definitely worth checking out. It is not one of my all-time favorites, but it's a good little thriller with some really neat dream sequences and paranormal aspects. It's quite unusual, and it's not, in either version, not all that long, and is well worth taking a look at just to see it. So I would say on rental or one of these cheap purchases to get a copy of the DVD, it's worth checking it out.
And I think I would agree with what you say, Brian. I don't think it's the best thing we've watched, but it's also not the worst thing we've watched for British Invaders. It has some very interesting bits. I do like the European location work, and I do like the dream sequences. A couple of very strong performances, great ideas. It's fairly short, and it is cheap as chips over here in the UK at the moment. So I would say it's a recommendation to, if we have intrigued you about this show, check it out. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I don't think you'll see it as a real classic as a few of the things we've talked about are, but it's definitely worth a look, I think.
Yeah.
So, in summary, October was a 1998 thriller that was about Jim Harper in an awkward set of events getting injected with a strange experimental drug called Mentazone that appears to allow different people who have taken it to communicate mentally and may break down all kinds of strange barriers in the mind and between people and may even involve aspects of life and death. And Harper is pursued and chased and runs across Europe and back again, and there is a big chase thriller involved and some medical technology and medical fiction involved and some strange paranormal science fiction, which is very intriguing and gives us some very creepy moments.
It's an interesting little series that we think you should perhaps take a look at if you can get hold of it easily.
Yeah, definitely an unusual one and worth checking out.
So please come back and join us next time on British Invaders when we are jumping back from 1998 to 1958. Another ITV series, The Invisible Man, a quite long-running series based on the original H.G. Wells story. So that's what we'll be having a look at next time.
That's right, with very much based on the H.G. Wells character. And that was quite an early show for ITV. They had only been around for a couple years at that point. So interesting stuff. You can reach us at BritishInvaders@gmail.com. And you can find us at www.BritishInvaders.com. We have a Facebook group, so if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find us there. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. Please join us next time, and in the meantime, please let us know what you think. This is Eamon from England, saying goodbye.